We're bringing you the latest this morning from Nice, the popular resort city on the French Riviera that late last night was celebrating France's national holiday, Bastille Day. Big crowds had been watching fireworks when, on the busy promenade, a man in a truck sped through the crowd, killing at least 84 people. We now know two Americans, a father and his young son, are among the dead. French President François Hollande has just finished addressing the nation in Nice.
Why Nice?
Why Nice?
Parce que c'est une ville mondialement connue.
It's a, town famous across the world, a beautiful town. One of the most beautiful on the planet. Why the 14th of July? Because it's the celebration of Bastille Day, freedom. And it was to affect France that this individual carried out this terrorist attack.
Vivian Walt is also in Nice reporting for Time magazine. She joined us by cell phone from near the scene. And tell me what the scene is like this morning.
Well, people are really in shock. Down by the promenade, a lot of them have gathered, really not to do anything, but just to kind of try absorb what they lived through. There were hundreds of people on the promenade last night during the fireworks display. And so this is an attack which really has affected the entire city. The streets are deserted. And the other most striking thing is that this was an attack on families. In fact, I'm standing here in the middle of this children's hospital, which has seen dozens of injured children brought in, two of whom have died. And for example, they still have a 10-year-old boy, they think he's 10-year-old, whom they don't know who he is. And they can only surmise that both his parents have died in the attack.
And you've been talking this morning to eyewitnesses.
Yes, indeed. I mean, what they saw was so terrifying that they say that for a moment they actually froze in place because they couldn't quite grasp what was happening. They just saw this monstrously big truck spiraling towards them and mowing down people as it went along. And it went for more than a mile, so you had basically the entire promenade, which is usually for vehicular traffic, closed because it was Bastille Day. And this truck plowing through the crowd and killing everything in its wake.
I just want to apologize to our listeners for this line, which is very, at this very tough time, the only way we could reach you was by cell phone. But let us keep talking here. And let me ask you, what is known of this attacker?
Well, we have had some details come out about the driver. We know that he's Tunisian, living in Nice. He was killed in the attack under police fire. He rented the truck just a couple of days ago, and he appeared to have something of a troubled family life. He was in the middle of what seemed to be a pretty antagonistic divorce proceeding. So there are bits and pieces coming out.
Bits and pieces about him. And, you know, just finally and very briefly, what do they know of his connections to any groups, if at all? And I think, I think we've lost Vivian Walt just now. She is a reporter for Time magazine. She had joined us from Nice to talk to us about what she knows. And we will be following, of course, the latest as the morning goes on and the day goes on the attack in Nice, France.